This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We now ask our beloved goddess of purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee. It is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. As you take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion, just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. As you take a deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Now take another deep breath, breathing in the light. Hold it for a few seconds. And exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakra centers. There are 12 chakra centers, but for our purposes, 9 at this point have become activated and reactivated. So see those 9 chakras now in perfect alignment up your spinal cord from just below your feet all the way up through the top of your head and above your head. And each chakra in turn, starting from the bottom, from the earth chakra, not only see the colors, but see or feel the intensity of those colors and the resulting vibration from that high intensity of the color. So starting from your Earth Star chakra just below your feet, that chakra that connects you to Mother Gaia and keeps you grounded to her as well. Focus now on that chakra and the deep earth brown color of that chakra. You may see gold or red specks within that brown color, deep earth brown. Then moving up to your root chakra, bright, brilliant ruby red. Moving to the next chakra, brilliant orange. Bright orange. Moving to your solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow, high intensity yellow. To your heart chakra, midpoint between the 4 lower chakras and the 4 upper chakras, thereby being that balance point, balance within the heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta, high vibration magenta. Moving to your throat area, sky blue. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you visualize all of those chakra centers now with their respective colors and high intensity of those colors, see the shining of each of those colors, the brown, the red, the yellow, the blue-green, the magenta, the sky blue, purple or indigo, gold, violet, silver, and then finally white. See the brightness, the brilliance of each of those colors. See them shining brilliantly. And as you are seeing that, feel the vibration. For you have, at this point, raised your vibration in your etheric body, which also raises the vibration within your astral body and your physical body. So whenever you're wanting a quick fix, you might say, as far as raising your vibration, this is one way to do it. Visualize your chakras in this way and feel. That is the important thing. Feel the vibration in each of those chakras fully within your etheric body and how it vibrates your astral and your physical body as well. For as of yet, you have not left your physical form. Now it is time to do so. So bring all of your chakras together as one into the soul star chakra. Just merge them all together into the soul star chakra. And that now being your Merkaba light vehicle or light body. And see that light body or Merkaba as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. And as it is a vehicle for travel, your conscious knowing self now, merge that in, simply move into that Merkaba light vehicle. And feel yourself pulling away from your physical body, rising, leaving your physical body behind. And get that visualization and that sense of moving away from your physical form, just leaving it behind, falling down further and further below you as you rise up into the sky, through the clouds, past the Earth's atmosphere. And as always now, you become aware of everything that is out here in terms of all of the millions of ships, the heavenly bodies or the planets in the solar system, the sun. Feel the consciousness that is out here, where it is unpolluted. It is just pure consciousness and awareness that you feel here. And feel that consciousness, that awakening of consciousness here. Feel the sense of aliveness and the connectedness of all that is here. Not only everything that is out here, but also to the earth, to Gaia herself. Feel everything being connected. And become aware now of the Christ consciousness grid or the crystalline grid that completely encircles the planet. That grid connects to the ley lines and the sacred places across the planet, as well as all of the vortex points and the new portals that are opening everywhere. and indeed now see those portals that have opened in many different areas across the planet. Just become aware of those portals now that have opened. And know that in the times coming, you will be able to walk into one of those portals and immediately transition into a higher vibrational frequency, into a fifth dimensional expression, just by walking through a portal. Imagine how that will be. And see those portals, those sacred places, those vortexes, all connecting with the Christ consciousness grid or the crystalline grid. And the crystalline grid being the higher consciousness grid that has always been there, but had been subdued for quite some time by those forces of darkness, where they overtook the power spots across the planet. But those power spots, those power places, are now being taken back by the forces of light. And you, all of you, are a part of those forces of light. You are anchoring the light and spreading the light. So see yourselves now as that anchoring point and that spreading point, as the light. See the light now, energy waves of light, gamma light, coming down from the great central source of the universe through all of the great galactic suns, all the way into this solar system and down through all of the ships, the planets of this solar system, the sun, and down through all of you as a magnifying point, sending a beam of energy, beam of light, down into that Christ consciousness grid now, and see it spreading all across the planet and into those dark spaces that still yet exist across the planet. Those places that are becoming more and more illuminated by the light. And when you do an expression or an experience such as this, you are helping to infuse the darkness with light. And especially to those areas now that are calling for the light. And you know of which I speak at this point. So send light now to those areas in the Middle East that have begun to war among themselves. Send light to that area. Send light anywhere across the planet where you feel it needs to be. Just illuminate the darkness with the light. As you all know, a simple pinpoint of light can illuminate an entire room of darkness. So your light, together with all of our light, the light of all of the galactics, the Agarthans, the great galactic sources themselves, all sending light into this planet, above the planet, below the planet, and on the surface of the planet. And know that at some point, that light from below, that light from above, will compress upon the surface and compress all of the darkness out. Now find yourselves moving back to your physical form, bringing that light, that energy, that high vibrational intensity or vibrational frequency back with you, into your physical form, merge your astral body, your etheric body, back into your physical body. Feel the energy coursing through all of the veins in your body, through all of the meridians in your body. Energy flowing freely through your body. Always remember, where energy flows freely, there is no pain. So know that. Whenever you feel a pain anywhere in your body, become aware of the blockage of energy that is creating that pain. And with your mind, as the builder, with your imagination and your visualization skills, simply free that area and let energy flow again. Power is within each and every one of you to do so. Now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time in these high times of energy change that is happening now. Energy change that is happening all over the planet, where the dark forces have been and are continuing to come more and more fully out of the shadows and into the understanding and even the sight in many respects of the population of the planet, where they are being revealed for what they are. The secrets that they have held for so long are being revealed as the truth coming forward. And nothing and no thing at this point can stop that from continuing to happen. For you are all destined at this point to become the powerhouses that you all have always been, are now, and will continue to be forever. For there is no ending. There is always the continuing on of the journey. And this part of the journey is more and more coming to an end. It only needs you, you and all of those of the collective consciousness of this planet that are in the awakening stage at this point, and all of those that are moving to that awakening stage. And yes, indeed, many, many are awakening at this point, because they are realizing, finally, that the dark forces have been holding back the truth for so long. And that truth can only still be held back for a short period of time. For more and more are continuing to awaken and will continue to awaken. And as you have heard many times, you are the catalyst. You, the forces of light, you, the light workers and light warriors, are the catalyst to bring this light forward, this truth forward everywhere, and for love to completely overcome those forces of darkness, where the power of love takes over once and for all here on this planet. It only needs you, each and every one of you, to more and more fully realize who you are and that power you have within you, that power that those of the forces of darkness have tried to hold down, hold you from realizing the power within you. but they can no longer do it. Because once awakened, you will not go back to sleep. And if you know that, then you know that the collective consciousness of this entire planet are more and more coming to that realization that they do have a power within them. And once they realize that they have that power, just as you realized it, then there is no going back. There is no more falling back asleep, but yet remaining completely awake. Awake to be able to move fully and freely throughout the rest of their lives, knowing that they are sovereign beings, sovereign with the right within each and every one of you to have the freedom of choice. And you all have that freedom of choice. Continue now to relish in that moment. Relish in the moment when you fully awakened, and know that so many more will relish in that moment when they awaken as well. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to move forward in your journey and continue to realize the full potential within each and every one of you. And remembering that all of these things I did as Yeshua, you can do, and more of these things you can do. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Hum. Greetings to you, one who serves here, and we are ready to continue to assist you in your great awakening that is indeed in process of happening, and there is nothing that can stop it at this point. You have awakened. And many, many more are awakening, and many, many more yet shall awaken, because it is destined for all of you to move fully into the higher vibrational frequencies of the high fourth and fifth dimensional expression. So we are ready now for your questions if you have them. Is there any questions?
This is Linda. I have a question, please.
Yes.
As we were having our discussion earlier, we were mentioning areas of conflict on the planet. And what came to mind for me was Khazaria or the Ukraine, and then the connection perhaps to Maui and the releasing of energies there. And now this place with Israel. Are there ley lines? Is that triangle of energy perhaps coming to fruition to release further energy or healing energy?
Please repeat that last part, as there was some interference there.
Yes, thank you. Is there a connection between those points of energy, as I see it as a triangle? Is there a meaning there that there needs to be that release of those three spots, or a healing energy, or a connecting energy, a freeing energy that has come together at this time? Thank you.
You have very rightly intuited beyond the normal, we will say here, of what is in process of occurring. As the energies from these various areas and more that shall open and release their the tension that is there, release the karma that is there. As a volcano releases the steam, releases the pent-up energy, the forces within it, it is the same thing that is happening here as the earth, as Gaia, is releasing these energy points and opening up, and this is the important point, opening up new portals everywhere. So whether it is a triangulation, yes, you are correct about that, but there is so much more yet to be discovered here, or in your case, in a sense, remembered. As that is what is occurring with you at this point. You are remembering many different things that are coming forth to you, and more shall continue to come as you continue to keep yourself wide open to the possibilities and the probabilities of what is coming. Okay?
I thank you very much.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I might be sorry for asking this, but I'm just wondering, how do we tell what is actual truth? I don't know who or what to believe that it's actually true. And I know you're going to say, go inside to ask. But when I do that, I don't get any answers. And I'm just wondering what is actually truth. In fact, I don't even know if what you're saying is truthful.
Very good, dear Thomas. And we applaud you for asking this question because it is something that has been troubling you for quite some time. So. What we will say, and we would always say go within, certainly, but there is also an understanding that you must come to that the truth shall reveal itself and is revealing itself every moment of your lives here as you are moving forward, as you are open to it. You see, there are many that are closed to the truth at this point. But many, many more that are awakening to the truth as it is coming forward and realizing that they have been lied to for a very long time. So for you to understand the truth versus the non-truth here, or the misdirection as has been happening for quite some time, you do need to go within, certainly. But know that it is... in many cases, not being fully shown as the full truth coming forward unless you are using your own intuition and own inner knowing of what is true and what feels true, we will say here, rather. Not what is true, but what feels true to you. For it is your feelings that bring forth the truth. And when you have that feeling, then you know that, yes, indeed, what you are seeing, what you are hearing is true, because you have the deeper understanding and indeed the memories that are coming forward now to continue to catapult you forward in this journey to understand and fully remember the truths that have been held back for some time in the shadows. Okay?
Yeah, mainly just trust my gut, my intuition.
Yes, very good. As you even said, go within. Very good. Very good. You answered the question yourself. Funny how that happens. We are ready for next question, if there is.
I have one that's related, please.
Yes.
I trusted my instincts in an instant with a person that was asking for money, and there's a few around, and some people I just don't feel like I want to, and I've asked this before, but this person I did. I thought, oh, this would be great, I'll help her. I even thought of having her come because I have an empty room, and then it turns out, and it felt so good, like it just felt right, you know? and other people were advising me to be cautious. So turns out that she was kind of scamming me and is an addict, which I didn't see at all of her age and demeanor. So I just sort of funny because my instinct or what I felt was my gut was saying, help this person. And then it turns out she was ripping me off. Now, I guess the good thing is I didn't feel bad about it. I just sort of thought, okay, I guess there's something to this. She learned something, I learned something. But I was still sort of perturbed about being so sure that she would be a good fit.
So what is your question?
Why was my instinct off there when it felt like it was the right thing? I was so sure I was doing the right thing, and apparently she would have been a very bad news for her to live here. We would say
because your mind and the programming within your mind and the feelings of guilt in some ways were encouraging you to assist this one. And the fact that you did, though, is not something to be overly concerned about. It is a lesson learned for you. And what you did for this one, though, is also helpful in some respects, which is not necessary for you to understand at this point. But know that each one helps another without them even realizing why or how they are helping them. You see?
Yeah, so I figured there was something like that, and maybe she learned something, because I think she's probably regretful in a way that she didn't have the opportunity to live a better life, theoretically.
But not for your concern to understand why, again, or how it affected this one, but what you learned in the process here.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Any other further questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
It's kind of related to what you're talking about. You know, there for a long time, there has been many ways that the cabal has done mind control and to convince people that they are hearing correctly or they're listening to the right people, or they're, you know, through, maybe it's propaganda or all the different ways, even witchcraft, you know, they're using as a mind control tactic. How do we fight against that to get people awakened?
First of all, you do not need to fight against it for other people, only for yourselves. And for each one of you, it is not a concern at this point to be mind controlled, because you have moved beyond their ability to do so at this point because of your higher vibrational frequency most of the time. So do not be concerned about others and how they are dealing with it unless they ask you for your advice. And if they ask, then you can assist them. But until they do, again, do not be concerned. Just know that more and more people are in the awakening process and will come out of the ability for those of the forces of darkness to control them as well. You see?
Thank you.
Yes. Any further question before we release channel? Nothing further, then we are done for the time. And we just repeat here that it is important for you to continue to realize within each of yourselves the power that you hold within, and to fully begin more and more to utilize that power as the situation calls for it. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.